All right, we're joined in the media center by Funny Car number one qualifier, Robert Heights. Robert went to number one with his run of 3.831 seconds, 333.41 miles per hour. Robert, it's your first number one qualifier of the year, 72nd in your career. I know, I believe the first two races you were provisional, and then someone knocked you off right there on Saturday, so it's got to be a good feeling to take that number one spot heading into eliminations for the first time this year.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, honestly, I wasn't expecting to be number one. Talked to Jimmy before the run. He came back to the tow vehicle and kind of, you know, he told me it's good out there, but he said, we backed this thing down. We just need to make a good run so we have a solid baseline for tomorrow. So, you know, when they told me it ran 83 and it shook really bad, you know, out there, it almost didn't make it. So, but it was weak shake. So that's something that's easy to fix for tomorrow. You know, if it was too aggressive, now you know, it's a little tougher to fix that when it shakes that way. So tomorrow we'll have to pick it up a little bit. But when we do that, things going to run even better. I mean, this thing is, it's amazing. It's 14 out of 15 runs. Start the season that's ran in the 380s, and the one run that it didn't make, we had to put a new clutch disc in, and it kind of just threw us a curve for the one run. But Jimmy and Chris fixed it for the next run, adjusted to it, and we've been on our way. So I think tomorrow the track is going to have more cars run on it. It'll be more normal. But you know, good job to the Auto Club team, everybody. But really, who deserves an attaboy is NHRA. I mean, what they did, you know, if you'd have seen that racetrack this morning, after all the rain that's fallen on this thing for the last 3 or 4 days, and the rubber coming off, to get this thing to where, you know, you could run a funny car, 383, pretty amazing. So good job to them. And then the fans that showed up. I mean, this place, for what you woke up to this morning, I would have never guessed we would have seen this big of a crowd. And you know, it's makes you feel good, you know, about our sport. So good job to everybody, and hopefully we have more fans tomorrow. It's gonna be, you know, killer conditions. I mean, when it's 59 degrees and dry like this, it's not the conditions that you expect in Gainesville. So pretty amazing.
Robert, so many unknowns going into today with weather and everything like that. To put together a run like that, you know, again, showing just the consistency of this team. Is this the most impressive one you've had yet? You know, considering all the changes and variables that went into this today.
Yeah, it is. Really is. But it's a lot like 2019. I mean, we started out on fire then, but we kept that momentum all year. You know, Jimmy's still learning a little bit about this combination, and it's kind of surprising him. You know, the 384 we ran on Saturday in Phoenix when the track was 110 degrees, you know, that was very impressive too. So, and he didn't expect that. So, you know, if we can get this thing to leave right, to where it's not slow and carry through, I think you could see an 80 or 81 tomorrow.
The first three races have kind of been run under similar conditions, all very cool weather. Are you guys doing anything looking ahead to when we're going to get hotter in the summer?
Well, we were kind of looking forward to getting to Gainesville and getting some humidity and a little heat, which is normal, and you know, start working on that, because that's in the coming months, that's what we're going to be faced with. But you know, we got to race what we're whatever's given to us, whatever's dealt, we got to deal with it. And you know, so far these guys are really doing a good job.
Chris Bishop, Racing Pro Media. Last year, I know, was kind of a disappointment for you. This year, you're, like you said, you started off on fire. Every single run just seems you're locked in, every single one. What is the biggest change this year compared to last year?
It's all in the clutch. Everything is, you know, the clutch. Jimmy and Chris, they've never had any trouble making horsepower. But when you make big horsepower, you've got to manage it, okay? And the clutch is how you manage that horsepower. And what we were doing last year just didn't work. But, you know, in all honesty, if you just keep running the same all the time, you're never gonna get better. So you gotta give it to them for trying some new things. And, you know, that's how you advance and get better. But taking a step back, you know, and kind of doing what we did in 2019, it's paying off. But we also have a different chassis than we had in 2019. So there are a few differences, and you know, we've got to work it out, like Phil said, in all the different conditions. And, you know, coming up, we're going to be faced with hotter racetracks and some humidity, and see how we fare with those conditions.
Eugene Bland, sportsjourney.com. Now, last year, about three wins or so kind of get you, you know you're going to be solid in the countdown. So you got two race wins. Is, you know, you talked about maybe advancing, you know, you talked about taking a step back as far as, you know, taking chances and learning and testing the car. Do you take chances with your car now that you kind of have a chance to, you're ahead as far as race wins and end of points? Do you take chances and maybe later on test some things to see if you can try some new things later on in the season?
Well, we're going to stay focused on what we're doing right now for racing and qualifying. You know, they have a pretty good sense of what it needs, you know, and what changes to make. But yes, we'll probably stay Monday in Las Vegas and test. And that's when we really try some things that are going to advance you. And you got to be careful, though, you know, when you go test and something works out, it's not always, you know, going to be the same at the next race you go to. So you kind of got to ease into some of these new things if they work in testing. So, and I like that, you know, I'm all about, you know, trying to get quicker and faster because, you know, that 383 there was pretty stout, but you saw Hagen last weekend run 82. So there's a lot of cars that are right with us.
Robert, you've had a lot of success here in Gainesville, certainly a great facility, a historic track. What would it mean for you to add another one, another victory at the Gator Nationals?
Oh, it's huge. This is one of the ones that you always want to win. First part of my career, I struggled here, hard to get wins. And then finally, when it came, we started winning quite often. And, you know, in 2019, we won the big one, you know, when it was different Wally, and it was at the 50th anniversary, I think it was. Mm-hmm. So that was huge. And yeah, we want to get another one, see what kind of streak we can put together, how many we can make it in a row.
Sorry, Robert, I was outside.
That's right.
Bobby Bennett, competitionplus.com. So earlier today, we had a track out there that you could actually see the concrete instead of rubber down there. And we all know that Jimmy likes to swing for the fences. Did you go up there a bit apprehensive, like, oh my God, this is either going to be really good or really bad?
Really, I didn't, because I had just spoke to Jimmy not 15 minutes before we ran, and he said he backed it down just to be cautious and get a good baseline run. I honestly think that 383 surprised him. It definitely surprised me. And it rattled out there, you know, a little before a second, and didn't think it was going to make it. And, you know, with only 16 cars, you're kind of have a luxury to stay with it as long as you want. Had that been, you know, top fuel where there was 21 cars, I would have probably pedaled that thing, and then I would have screwed it up. So sometimes the driver has to give it a chance to screw up.
Annie Profit with Racing Junk and Race Engine Technology. It's supposed to be a high of 59 tomorrow, and that cool a racetrack with that cool air, is that going to be really good, or could it create some issues?
Well, it's you know what our enemy is track temperature. You know, if it's too cold, that's your enemy, and if it's too hot, that's your enemy. You know, you've got to tiptoe. You know,
too cold.
Yeah, when it gets cold like that, you've got to be very, very careful. And tonight it was getting cold enough that's why mine shook, as we were on the weak side. So tomorrow, you know, if you're on the other side of it, you know, it's going to smoke the tires. So yeah, it's a balancing act, and I honestly feel that I've got the best guys in my corner for conditions like this.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.